Hey, how's it going, everybody? Thank you for watching this video. So if you send me your email information, I know a lot of people were very, very interested in knowing more about how your student loans can impact your process of buying a home. So first thing you want to do is make sure that you have all the information of weighing the options between FHA and conventional. FHA is a more popular financing option because you can put down as little as 3.5%. However, depending on your student loan situation and your repayment plan, it might work better for you to go conventional. So just want to share this information with you all. I don't want to take up too much of your time. And just to make sure that you guys are aware so you can compare those options. Now, again, you still want to make sure you talk with your mortgage lender. If you're working with me, I prefer with my mortgage lender, Corey Singleton, with loanDepot. This information that I'm about to share with you is a personal sit-down that I had with my mortgage lender, Corey, and really talking about the details of your student loan situation and how that can impact whether you're going FHA or whether you want to go conventional. So the very first thing is with FHA, you have to have your student loan in a fully amortized payment. What that means is, at the end of your student loan payment, once you pay it within the 30-year term or 20-year term, whatever the term is that you have with that company, at the very end, on that very last payment, your payment amount that you owe is zero. Or I'm sorry, your balance is zero with FHA. And I'm going to do a lot of abbreviating when I put a lot of this information on here, but again, it's for fully amortized payment. So with FHA, you have to have a fully amortized payment. Now, one of the more popular statuses that a lot of people with student loans, especially with, if they're within 5 years from graduating, that they have, is that they'll have an income-based payment plan, which helps reduce your amount that you owe drastically. Or deferment as well. Now, you need to be aware, with FHA, you cannot have your student loans in an income-based or deferment status. So if you currently do have it in those statuses, you can talk to the student loan provider and get that changed. However, if your budget or your financial situation only allows you to pay that income-based payment plan, or it only allows you to do it in deferment, then going conventional might be your best option. But however, if you are in a financial situation with your budget where you're able to look and see the next level that you can get your student loan, which I'm going to talk about, if you can afford that amount, then you might want to look into changing that student loan payment status so that you can qualify for FHA. So now, if you are in income-based or if you are in deferment, and you still want to go FHA financing, so you can put as little as 3.5% on a down payment, then you need to get your student loan with your student loan provider changed to an extended level payment plan. So again, if you are an income-based and if you are in deferment with your student loans, you want to get it to an extended level payment plan. By getting it changed to that, now when you talk to your student loan provider, let's just say for an example, if your income-based that you're in currently is at $50 a month, well now you talk to your student loan provider, you say, hey, I want to change my student loan to an extended level payment plan, and they tell you, okay, an extended level payment plan, it'll be $150 a month. Now, you can get this estimated online on the website of your student loan provider, or you can also just talk to an individual over the phone. But a lot of different student loan providers, you can try to change it and guesstimate to see or see the estimate of what your monthly payment is going to be changed to. So if they say it's income-based, it's $50 a month, now to change it to an extended level payment plan, you have to get it to $150 a month. Well, now you can plug that number in your monthly budget and see, okay, you know what? I can still afford this. If you can still afford it every month and it's not putting a huge financial strain on you, then now you can still go FHA financing. But if you're in a situation temporarily or with your bills and all the other stuff you got going on and you just cannot afford to pay no more than that income-based payment plan, then you want to go ahead and go conventional, because conventional can accept income-based or deferment payment plan. So again, if you are an income-based payment plan or you're in deferment and due to your current financial situation, you cannot go any higher than that and you can't change that, with conventional, they will accept income-based or you possibly being in deferment. Even if you have an income-based payment plan to where you're literally only paying $0 a month on your student loan, you can still go with conventional and still go through with the home purchase. You cannot, however, do FHA with income-based or deferment. So you really want to make sure that you're looking at that information ahead of time because you don't want to find that out as you're getting close to finding a home and you see something you really like. This is all information you need to be doing on your own to make sure that you're in the best situation and you know how to go. And you want to talk with your lender about this as well, because your mortgage lender is going to have the knowledge and the information in front of them with your paychecks, with your student loans, with your car loans, everything. They'll have your debt to income. They'll have all that information, and they can say, hey, if you can't do more than this, then you have to go conventional or you have to go FHA. But again, just in case you already don't have a lender that you're talking to and you're like a year ahead from when you want to buy a home, just know, if you want to go FHA, you cannot be an income base and you cannot be in deferment. But you can still buy a home being an income base and being in deferment. You just have to go through conventional financing instead of FHA. And conventional, on average, you might be putting down anywhere between 10 to 15% of the down payment. There have been transactions before where you can get a conventional loan for only 5% down, but that specifically depends on when you talk with your lender and how they can get that deal structured for you. Again, even if your monthly payment with income basis is with your student loan, $0 per month, you can still go conventional and still buy a home. You just cannot do FHA. So you really need to just determine, are you in a position to where you can afford a little more than 3.5%? Do you got a little more saved up? If you can, depending on your student loan situation, conventional might be your best option. But if you can only pay the certain amount for the down payment, is 3.5%, and you don't have any more saved up, or you can't let a little more time go by where you can save it, then FHA may be your best option. But remember, you have to be in an extended level payment plan, and it has to be a fully amortized payment where at the end of that term, the total balance is zero. So again, if you guys got any other questions, feel free to reach out to me. Definitely make sure as well, if you know anybody that's also looking to go in the home buying process, just make sure as well, if you want, you can share this video with them as well. I have no problem sharing this video. Give me a little bit more time, and I will have a lot of these videos also uploaded on my website as well. But until then, just make sure you share the link with everybody. Again, my website, www.jameerwalton.com, all one word, jameerwalton.com. And give me a little bit more time, and I'll have a lot of these videos uploaded. So I really hope this video was very, very helpful for you. And again, if you know anybody that's looking to get this information, feel free to share. Until next time, you all have a blessed and wonderful day.